This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
We really try to get excellent films, start to finish. Each one has a different aspect of life that you can appreciate, and they're all very, very well done films.
That's Barry Solwin, the co-chair of the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival's Film Selection Committee. The festival holds its big event in the spring, but it now holds a mini-fest at the end of the summer as well. The three summer films will screen over the next three Thursdays, beginning tomorrow, August 9th, at Thalian Hall.
The first one is a drama, IDA, which you can pronounce Ida as English or Ida as it would be in the Polish. It's a Polish drama, and it's set after World War II, and it involves a young woman who's about to take Catholic vows, and she finds out, essentially at the last minute, that she had Jewish parents and that she was orphaned from those parents during the war. And so that sets her off on a quest, something of a road movie. She's sent to her only surviving relative, and of course in the Holocaust people lost whole families. And so she's sent to her only surviving relative, and together they unearth some of what happened. As far as I know, the film is fictional, but the thing about Holocaust fiction is that anything practically you can imagine fictionally did happen in some form. There's a book I read a few years ago called Suddenly Jewish, and it involves people just like that who find out all of a sudden as adults they had a Jewish heritage they never knew about, because if you were sheltered in Poland, if you were protected, you would be raised as a Catholic, and you know nobody really would want to tell you, or it might be seen as a bad idea. You'd be putting yourself at risk if you knew and people knew.
On Thursday, August 16th, the selection is the documentary Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story.
That's a nice film. A bombshell because she was considered the most beautiful actress on screen. In addition to being a glamorous actress, she also was a brilliant mind and was responsible for a significant invention. And the film goes into the fact that she never really got credit for the fact that she invented it. She was a woman in the 1940s, but just really a brilliant mind. So between this flamboyant stage, her screen personality, and remarkable intellect, it makes for a fascinating character.
That's revealing some new interview tapes.
Yeah, a journalist unearthed these. And so they're her voice and her words. And, you know, having that firsthand hearing of her expressing herself, of course, it's an immediacy you can't otherwise duplicate. That's primary new source material.
Finally, on August 23rd, the comedy drama The Band's Visit screens.
Another really nice film. Some listeners may have heard of it because it's making a big splash on Broadway as a musical right now. It's won multiple awards. I read the review in the Times. They don't write like this. It was beyond rapturous. It is a band that turns up in a desolate Israeli town in the south. Just a misunderstanding gets them on a bus to the wrong place. Well, various things happen. They're only there overnight. But in that series of events, you know, there are revelations and rapport and understanding and communication, a very well-told story, just on a dramatic and personal level, and has comic moments. And the subtext, I would say, though never spoken, is that, you know, when Israelis and let's say Egyptians, as an Egyptian band, or name your country, you know, where the governments are at odds, and when the people meet, it can be friendly and they can find that they like each other and, you know, communicate and the issues fall away. And I think that's a very good subtext to hear. People to people can make a big difference.
Like a Broadway show, The Band's Visit is rich with music. Barry Solwin says the festival is good for everyone, like good bread.
One of the comments that the Jewish Film Festival received is, you don't have to be Jewish.
Nah, that I remember from when I was much younger, right? You don't have to be Jewish to love Levy's Jewish rye bread. Everybody could love it. That says it.
Find details about the kickoff of the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival tomorrow at whqr.org. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.